I'm passionate to see how good I can get, and I'm so motivated to win every single race.
Maybe in the start we would laugh.
If I could qualify for the Olympics and be there and represent Great Britain, it would mean everything to me. I'd be so proud. I hope to perform at my best, and I'm unbelievably motivated, so fingers crossed I can get there. It's a very magical event. It's not quite like anything else.
And the moon was in the sky, and the tears did fill my eyes.
Spectators are wondering who this lady is, Elizabeth Yarnold. Lizzie Yarnold has been around for a few years now. She's already won a world championship. She's already won 4 World Cups, and now she's going for Olympic gold. 58-43, another track record. And this competition has got off to a blistering start.
Believe it or not, I made them see. This is what happiness means to me.
It was amazing just watching her like go so fast down the slope, and watching all the others as well, like how much different Lizzie was. Like, she just got it absolutely perfect. It was amazing.
Everyone's behind her. Like, she's got a lot of pressure with like the media, but I think she's going to keep her cool and she's going to do really well and win it for GB. So yeah.
A former athlete gets down in the perfect driving position and she goes.
So far, this is unbelievable run. The best run we have seen so far. So can she keep it up?
58-46, and that is brilliant.
And the memories they all had passed.
We've all been building up this for quite some time now, and to actually see her in action and to see her performing so fantastically is brilliant.
It's amazing. I can't believe that someone from our school is actually being able to do this and represent us.
We're all backing her. She's going to be absolutely amazing. She's definitely going to do it.
Good luck, Lizzie!
Woo! Believe it or not, I made them see. This is what happiness means to me. And in the end, I made them see. This is what happiness means to me.
Very nervous and very excited. Yesterday, I don't think any of us stopped screaming from the minute she had sled hit the track to when she got off. We've all lost our voices last night. We're all shaking. It's just an amazing experience, and you can't describe how you feel.
Lizzie Yarnold is away in heat 3 of the women's skeleton at the Winter Olympics. First place at the moment, 4.94 seconds, a rapid start, speeding up, approaching speeds of around 50, 60 miles an hour. Really smooth off that final turn. Really good speed. She breaks the line, 57.91, a new track record for Lizzie Yarnold. Goes for gold for Great Britain. This is where history begins, pushing herself up, one of the strongest starters in the sport. Getting quicker and quicker. Over 1 second lead for Lizzie Yarnold. Surely this is the moment that she takes Great Britain's first gold of the Winter Olympics. One more right-hander. This is Lizzie Yarnold's moment. Here we go. And it's gold for Lizzie Yarnold. It's gold for Kent. It's gold for Great Britain.
I would have been very, very proud of myself with a medal, and to come away with a gold medal is a massive achievement.
Oh, it's been such an emotional day. The teachers have been crying. Everybody here has been having such a fantastic time. Amazing atmosphere. We're just so proud of her here.
It's very inspiring that she was just an ordinary girl like us, and that we could achieve something like she did if we put in the hard work.
Well, I'm pretty sure lots of boys and girls' dreams are to be in the Olympics or something. But it makes you think that she probably didn't know anything about the skeleton bob, and now she has a gold medal. If you don't turn out to be what you want to be, there's always like a second chance, maybe.
It was a dream come true. I've been planning for this moment, or dreaming of this moment, for such a long time. My mum and dad were here, my best friends Gemma and Alison, and my sisters Katie and Charlotte, and I couldn't have done it without all of them. There's so many people that have played a massive part in my success, so I'm just so thankful to them all.
I'm actually lost for words today, which is really unusual. I'm so proud of her. She's, ever since she was about 11 or 12, she's been really dedicated, really focused on the results and being the best.
A podium finish for us all, really, and a gold medal that we can actually say she's an Olympic champion, and that's mad.
I'm just so chuffed. I'm Olympic champion.